You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana Show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
We were on the we advertised on the 700 Club because you know why conservatives, maybe if they think Jesus told them to go and get the shot, that they'll go get it.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Members of our COVID team from Dr. Fauci and Dr. Collins participate in a range of meeting interviews. You know, an example is Dr. Collins participated in the 700 Club. Dr. Nunez-Smith hosted a faith leaders roundtable. We're also looking for, we've run PSAs on the deadliest catch. We're engaged with NASCAR and Country Music TV. We're looking for a range of creative ways to get directly connected to white conservative communities. We won't always be the best messengers, but we're still trying to meet people where they are, but also empower local organizations.
Hi, that's Jen Psaki at the press conference yesterday. She's trying to reach out to white conservatives. See, what you didn't hear in that is, and we've even modified our vocal delivery to how we think that white conservatives speak. So we was just advertising on the deadliest catch. And we was putting get y'all's vaxes on the side of the tractors at the tractor pool. We was a going everywhere where we thought that the white conservatives would be. Yeah, we're going to make fun of this for a minute because it's been heavy, right? Don't worry. We're going to talk about people burning everything down in Minneapolis again. We'll get back to it. I mean, are we sure that advertising during Deadliest Catch is going to put conservative white people vaccinations on the map? What about just like white people vaccinations, like, you know, in total? Are they going to sponsor a car at NASCAR and write on the hood, "Get y'all's Rona shots"? I mean, if they were going for like all, like white people, I don't know, are white lefties getting it or were they influenced by Kamala? Because maybe they got the white lefty market and they could just like set up at the Toyota dealerships for Priuses. And so the lefty white people who love the idea of saving the environment by outsourcing all of the car exhaust and everything else to factory exhaust and actually incurring more pollution with a electric car manufacturer than they would an actual gas-powered car, but whatever, right? It's the idea of environmentalism that counts. They'll be lured inside by the slick virtue signal advertising. And then while they're waiting to pay for their overpriced power wheels, the vax lords can jab them in their weak beta arms and they'd be too weak to fight them off. Like that. Ooh. I was thinking of this too. If they wanted to go after, you know, white people, what about like a modern furniture store? Or like, no, specifically a mid-century modern furniture store. Now, I myself am a furniture aficionado. So the difference between the modern and the mid-century modern furniture is that mid-century modern furniture looks like your grandparents smoked all over it. Where modern furniture looks like the Jetsons stole it from your dermatologist's office. That's what it looks like. So the vax lords then can tell the customers that the needles that they are using for the jabs was made by Ray and Charles, or Charles and Ray Eames. You know, the people who do the Eames, and you guys don't know. Because you know why? Because you taste. That's why. Somebody's going to get me for that. You know, they could also, if you wanted to go after the white conservative section, you know, why don't you just like put up a vax distribution area in the Cracker Barrel gift shop? You know, and put some of them little flags all around it. Put it up next to the jawbreakers. Sidebar, don't eat the jawbreakers because they will break your ever-loving jaw. No, they don't play at Cracker Barrel. They're like, no, this is a real jawbreaker. Crack your damn skull. It's a jawbreaker. It really is. Ooh, here's an idea. If they're really worried about like the white conservative or really even the crunchy white moderate demo, they could set up a table and administer vaccines in the camping section of a Bass Pro. Because on any nice day, you're going to find a herd of white people in the camping section of Bass Pro looking at all of the supplies they're going to need to pretend to be homeless for a weekend. And so, not all, by the way, not all white people enjoy camping. Not all people enjoy camping. Some of us like the fact and are very happy with the idea that our human ancestors invented the house. And we enjoy that. What about hacky sack tournaments? Do people still play hacky sack? Where else? Advertising agencies. Advertising agencies are all filled with the your truth people, right? And they're all, they love, like the people who love the Priuses, they love the idea of increasing diversity in the industry. And they'll hire like CRT grifter agent, you know, the CRT grifter speakers, and they send out these company-wide newsletters about firing 50% of their workforce so that they can replace them with diverse hires, regardless of merit. And then the vax lords could walk into any ad agency lobby and threaten to say something politically incorrect and as ransom demand to inoculate everyone in there against the woo flu. So, I mean, these are just some ideas. Ooh, what about gator wrestling? Ooh, I know. I bet if you told people, would you like to get bit by a gator or would you like to get your vax shot? What do you think people would do? I would say gator, but what about you? Just because maybe I could talk him out of it. Now, Steve got his vax shot and we're waiting to see if he's growing any little nubbins out of that crook between his shoulder and head. To, that could be another head. So we're waiting to see. It like sprouts up like a mushroom. And then it, when it starts blinking, that's when you know you're in trouble.
Hey, Steve.
It's your vaccine.
Horrified.
He's not even saying anything. I think we made him mad.
He's going to sit there and simmer. Steve reacts the way like my kids do when I start. He just sits there and is like, he just sulks silently and just stares just like in disgust, like judging you.
No, I'm sticking I'm sticking in my back pocket for
that would
later.
Be helpful. Okay, that's all right. That's all right. I remember that. I remember that you stick it in your back pocket. I'm going to stick you sticking that in your back pocket in my back pocket. How about that? Oh, man. Deadliest catch. We were on the we advertised on the 700 Club because you know why conservatives, maybe if they think Jesus told them to go and get the shot, that they'll go get it. Can you imagine? And you know I'm going to say this. If this in any way had been reversed in any manner.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Woohoo. We set up a vax distribution area in that one aisle at Target. So while you're looking at these fake-ass conch shells that you don't need for your living room, we're just going to jab you with one of them Target needles. That's what's going to happen. I was amazed at this. I was amazed at this yesterday. Good heavens. Woo! Founded 30 years ago, Kel-Tec takes pride in their mission of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company, Kel-Tec began making firearms in 1995 and to this day continues to never copy weapons, but always innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Now, SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next, but with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned to this program and the Kel-Tec social channels to discover new Kel-Tec weapons, all true to Kel-Tec's commitment to their customers by offering them firearm designs they can't get anywhere else. All Kel-Tec firearms are quality made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to go to work. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms, and they work hard to provide top quality products for you, law enforcement, and military personnel that protect America and her freedoms. To find a retailer near you and learn more about Kel-Tec's full line of pistols, rifles, shotguns, accessories, and more, check them out at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So we're getting now news that the police chief in Brooklyn Center has also, he's out as well. Was he fired or, I mean, this is all just coming in. We're going to figure that out.
I think he resigned.
He resigned. Now, remember just a little bit ago, I was telling you how the mayor of Brooklyn Center there in Minnesota they the mayor was like consolidating the power. So he ultimately, because where I come from, it's a city council that handles this stuff. But apparently he was consolidating power so that he could determine the hiring and firing, et cetera, the police chief and the city manager and et cetera, et cetera. So the city manager was fired for asking for due process. He was replaced by the deputy city manager. The mayor just had a press conference, and apparently now the police chief is out as well. So we'll follow that, and I'll continue to update you in tonight's newsletter as well. I know there's a lot of stuff that's happening with that. So just further and just more and more. Good heavens. I mean, what else is going to... And I still don't know if he was... I was actually looking to see. I still don't know if he was fired or if he resigned. And I think that's... Yeah, so, well, which also could mean... Fire, just, you know, and just an FYI. Also, let's see here. The U.S. budget deficit has jumped to a record $1.7 trillion this year. That's not good. I mean, remember when Republicans cared about spending also? Democrats never did, but remember when Republicans did? Apparently, Michigan, they're having a coronavirus surge up there with Big Gretch. The CDC director says the response to this, in a piece from Axios, is to, quote, close things down. So there, that might be something that Michigan goes through. Now, they're saying that their daily cases jumped about 7 times from a low point in February, according to the New York Times. Now, I don't know how they're counting it. Remember whether or not they count cycle threshold or not. I don't know if they even, Florida does. I don't know if they include the CT count, but there you go. Biden is nominating the first female Army Secretary. I don't really care if it's the first female anything. Can we stop validating things with lady parts and just focus on whether or not they're better than everyone else, and that includes radio. Also, Joe Biden, the White House has put its police oversight commission on ice. Now, remember, this was something that he promised during the campaign. But now that he's in office, suddenly it is no longer necessary.
Your parent wants to talk to me about their profession and their opinion on their profession, I would love to hear that. I know very little about anything else in the world other than education, okay? However, if your parent wants to come talk to me about how I'm not doing a good enough job in distance learning based on what you need as an individual, just dare them to come at me.
Ooh. Oh, oh my gosh. Oh, if this woman was my kid's teacher, or if she had been my teacher when I was a kid, oh my. Or I have a feeling some of y'all's moms would be dealing with this, or you. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Dana Lash, danalash.com. Quick note, we're going to have, and I'm going to correct myself, and I don't know why I thought he was former, but he's current. So I can still... probably try to test my luck. We're going to push it and see what Kane does. Brendan Carr, who is the FCC commissioner, he's going to be joining us. The guy who regulates what I can say on air. When can we say, Mr. Commissioner? So I'm joking. We're going to talk to him about all kinds of stuff. So you don't want to miss that conversation. Good guy. All right. All right. All right. So this is Alyssa Pirro, the audio that we just played for you. That is a California teacher. And okay, let me do something rare. Let me do something rare for a moment, okay? Right. I'll swear I'll bring the tugboat back to shore. Just let me take it out for a second. So I understand that Ms. Alyssa Pirro is from San Marcos High School. This is she's raising her voice at some juniors during a virtual lesson over Zoom. And she is referencing an ongoing lawsuit that's launched by a coalition of parents against Newsom and 6 North County school districts. They're looking to ease restrictions and an accelerated turn back to classrooms, etc. And she says, if your parent wants to talk to me about their profession and their opinion on their profession, I would love to hear that. But if they're going to talk about how I'm not doing a good enough job, well, you heard her. And she was aggressively yelling at another student inquiring about a white student union. You don't need a white student union, Jace. You get everything, the teacher said. So I get it that maybe she's stressed. I don't know. Maybe she's not. I mean, she's been, you know, who knows? That's as far as I can take the tugboat. I got to race it back to shore. I'm sorry. I can't.
I was going to say, I mean, you talk about stress, and she made a mistake because she's stressed. I mean,
why don't you talk to some of these parents who are trying to pay bills? By the way, they're still paying your salary. You're bitching about doing your job, and these parents are still, they're paying your salary. So first and foremost, you're an employee. If you don't like the classification of being an employee at the hands of these hardworking taxpayers, then by all means, go and get yourself another job that is not a government job, so you are not on the teat of the public and you are not having to make your living by the taxpayer. If this was a teacher that had lectured my children that way, you bet your sweet cheeks I'd be down at that school. I've been down at school for less. I'm not that kind of a mom, but there are certain things I'm like, you deal with your stuff, kids. And then when it gets to grown folks issues and it requires some grown folks to handle it, then I'll come down and I'll handle it. School loves me, though. They love me for the most part. No, I'm kidding. I like our kids' schools. But can you imagine if this said, my mother was at my elementary school. Okay, sidebar. And then I'm going to get to this other thing. First grade, Festus Elementary School, Festus, Missouri. I don't even remember what this teacher's name was, but she had short red hair and she wore the long teacher skirts. You know what I mean? Like it had the small waist and then it was belted and then it was, you know, like a 1950s tee length. We had a book cart. Loved the book cart. I always loved reading. I was in the advanced reading group. I love reading. I used to read in the bath when I was a kid. I would read. Oh my gosh. All my books were marked up and like ruined from water and everything else. And I always looked forward to the book cart because I always got really good grades throughout the week because we really couldn't afford a lot of stuff. So if I wanted to get books at the book cart, I had to like get the stickers and do all this stuff. The book cart came like once a week or once every other week. I can't remember. And I was really excited. The book cart came and I was always in the first group because my grades were good and I didn't need all the extra time on homework. So we would have like a free time during class. And I was so looking forward to going until this little redheaded girl named Trisha lied to my teacher and said that I said a cuss word about the book cart. And without even having due process, I was forced to remain at my desk while this juvenile delinquent was allowed to go to the book cart despite the fact that she bore false witness against me and defamed me, costing me the opportunity to go to the book cart. I was livid. When I got back home, I said something to my mom because she was like, what book did you get? I'm like, I didn't get a book. I worked hard all this week. I respond to positive reinforcement. I got all the stickers. I did my book report stuff. I got all the checks. I got exactly what one needed to do in order to get a free selection at the book cart. And I was robbed of my chance by a redheaded troublemaker who lied about me and defamed my character. I didn't say it like that, but, you know, pretty much. And I told my mother, I said, I'm just very upset about this. So my mother said, all right. And she used to perch a cigarette on her bottom lip before my kids shamed her out of smoking, like John Wayne would. And she would just, like, when she would talk, it was like, it would just bounce. And I mean, it was a skill. She's like, all right, I'll drop you off at school in the morning. I'm like, no, I'm thinking that's not what that means. So we go to school. She's like, I'm just going to go in. I'm going to say hi to your teacher. I'm like, okay, that's not what that means either. So we go in and she tells me, we get there early. And she tells me to wait out in the hall. And she invites herself into the classroom and closes the door behind her. And it was quiet for like a minute or so. And then I heard a raised voice that was not my teacher's. And it was calm, but it was loud. And then a couple of minutes later, the door opens and my mom asks me to come in the class. And I go in the classroom and I'm the only student there because we got there that early. And my mom looks at the teacher and because apparently they already figured out how this was going to go, or my mom did. And the teacher goes, did you or did you not say a dirty word about when we were getting ready to go to the book cart? And I said, I absolutely did not say a dirty word. Trisha lied. She lied. And I'm like, and she should bear the consequence. So I got to go because it was in another part of school, they sent one of the principal's aides, and they walked me to the book cart later on that day that was in a different part of school, and I was able to select a book. Still never forgave Trisha for that. She did get in trouble because she was not allowed to go to the book cart for the next two times. And I was like, yes. Because, see, sometimes you need grown folks to handle stuff. So I look at this teacher, and she's saying this to a bunch of junior high school students. I'm like, okay. That's inappropriate for her to do. You're an employee. You don't be venting to kids like this. This isn't a part of your job description to vent and yell like this to children. They are juniors in high school. She's being a bully, and the parents are correct. And some of the stuff, because apparently there are a number of videos shared to Facebook about this woman. She says, I'm so sick to my stomach of parents trying to tell educators how to do their job. Well, let me tell you, Alyssa Pira, what I'm sick of. I am sick as a parent of having to pay tax dollars and not getting the return on the forcible investment that the government has stolen from me. I am sick to my stomach of having to pay public school tuition and then tuition of wherever else I send my children. I, Alyssa Pira, am sick to my stomach of having to endure the progressive mindset and constant brainwashing BS that you call education, and having children endure this day in and day out because teachers' unions. I'm so sick to my stomach of it. And I'm sick to my stomach of individuals who think that they are a protected class because they work for the government. And as of such, they get to lecture and they get to condescend and smear and treat cruelly the very taxpayers who make their entire financial existence allowable. That, Alyssa Pira, is what I am sick to my stomach about. I hope she was read the riot act by those parents.
The Biden administration keeps saying there's a challenge at the border, but not a crisis. If President Biden and Vice President Harris were willing to come down and see what I've seen, they would know it's a major crisis if they were willing to admit it. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest edition of The Sarah Carter Show, I'll give you the real story from my own reporting at the border, and I speak with Chris Cabrera of the National Border Patrol Council. Please join us. Subscribe to The Sarah Carter Show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Wait a second, I lost my rundown. I've lost all of my stuff. I've lost all of my things. I can't find anything. I have like the most stuff of anybody ever open. Here, I got it. Okay, I got it now. Bear with me. Thank you for your prayers. I appreciate that. Thank you. Okay. This is the story that I've been waiting to make fun of. I really almost was going to put this in my newsletter because it's so ridiculous. Kimberly Kessler, Florida woman. She was tasered because she was throwing feces on officers at jail. Oh. Oh my. So she's awaiting trial. First off, she's accused of killing her coworker at a Nassau County salon. And then, so she's in jail. This is on Monday. And she was tasered because she was throwing feces on corrections officers at the jail. So they asked her to move to another cell so hers could be sanitized. She took feces that she saved in a styrofoam cup and threw it at them. They stunned her. And this is not the first time she has thrown feces in jail. Apparently, she is every single time she's been in jail, which according to News 4JAX is quite a lot. She's done this. Now, she's also been going on episodes of starvation and binge eating. She was 74 pounds last October. Oh. And they go, no, it's not mental illness. She's just basically like she's that manipulative. They said it's actually they evaluated her. A mental health professional did. And they said, no. It's just so cool, boy.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.